the GA Sports to Sky Sports. And yes, all they're doing, they haven't told anybody. How we found out was RTE. Now, not one person in the GA that I know of knows anything about this. And
well, I must say, the players I know in Chicago do know about it because they called to tell me about it.
Well, now, all they want, you see, they don't. The Irish Republican Brotherhood founded the GA. It's our organization. We mm-hmm. owned it. And they have no license, as you know, to trade. I told you about that.
Yeah.
What they want is to get the Oireachtas to stamp the selling of the GA Sports to Sky. And they will go to Sky and they will say, Sky, the Oireachtas has approved this. But what we want to do is get everybody to, have you got a pen there, to ring
I
in
I have,
the
one, hold it 1 second.
If you ring in the Oireachtas, right?
Ring the Oireachtas?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the number from is 01618 3000.
Got it.
And
okay.
If the department that are doing it is the Oireachtas department. It's the Royal Dáil and Senator Oireachtas, unfortunately. It's the Committee on Transport, Communications and Sport.
Okay.
And that's on at 12 o'clock tomorrow. And what there's about 12 people will sit and hear this application tomorrow, and all
yes.
they're trying to give, and these people didn't even know about that. It was only rubber stamping it to approve the selling of the GA. Now the GA, as you say, is a big and wealthy enough organisation to have its own television station and radio.
Yes.
Could run that even for them, and
yes.
they could send that worldwide. Why would
yes.
you sell off all the assets when you don't even own them? And as
it's
you
typical.
Know, the 4th of September 2008. They changed it from a national organization to a corporate body to sell it.
Yes.
And this,
yes.
And as you know, what happened in America when they tried to sell it last year, and that lawyer came back to the Irish Republic, and he asked me, who founded the GA? I said, the Irish Republican Brotherhood. Who mm-hmm. owns it? The Irish Republican Brotherhood. Have they mm-hmm. got a license to sell it? No, they don't. And that's finished mm-hmm. in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they've
mm-hmm.
obviously learned from this, the GA, how to go about this. And the way they're
yeah.
going about it is to sneak it in and get it rubber stamped by that Oireachtas committee.
Yeah.
And they would
I don't know how much longer it's going to take the people of Ireland to learn what's going on. Immigrants from Ireland here know about it and are in Ray, and they're at their GA athletes here in Chicago, and they're very, very disturbed by that. So
well,
they recognize that the so-called government of Ireland is operating against Irish interests.
Exactly. And now they're telling us today that Uisce Éireann, which is the water, which is owned by the sovereign citizens, that you have to pay €100 up front every year before you get a drop of water, and then you have to pay for every drop after that. And that'll be sold to Uisce Éireann. You know, Chris, it's gone out of hand, the whole issue. The people are sovereign,
and we have to benefit. I'll tell you the extent that merely confirms what you've just said. Some years ago, a U.S. government abetted American company, Bechtel Corporation, who does a lot of work in the Middle East. They bought the water rights from the various water departments of Bolivia. After a few months, they got the Bolivian government. Oh, they raised the rates so much that people started collecting rainwater to use because they could not afford to pay these crazily exorbitant water bills for water that had been come out of taxes prior. The taxes were not lowered, but now they had to pay an additional fee for their water. So they started collecting rainwater, and the Bolivian government made that a crime to collect your own rainwater, that the Bechtel Corporation owned all water, no matter where it came from.
And that's what's going to happen here.
Yes. Well, the Bolivians turned it around. That was Ecuador. The Ecuador turned the whole government, the whole people learned what was going on, and they now have Evo Morales as their president. So things always tend to work out eventually. But you'd wonder how much longer will it take for the people of Ireland to learn what's going on. They're fairly well informed about American crimes around the world, but they have no knowledge whatever about the crimes against themselves by their own government.
That's true. Listen, the chairman of that committee is a man is John O'Mahony. He's the chairman, and he's TD, and his
John O'Mahony.
John O'Mahony, and his number is 01618
01 01 618 37 37 06.
That would be the Oireachtas. I have a mobile number here now. Whether it's correct or not, I'm not sure. It's 086.
And that's O'Mahony's cell phone. For cell phone, you think?
That's his mobile phone, apparently. I'm not sure, and I didn't ring it, but I rang his other number.
Yeah.
But the number of the Oireachtas, you have that number now, which you can get all those numbers from any member of the Oireachtas. And it's 01 618 3000. And that's if you ring that number, but you see, they'll be closing now, shortly.
Okay. I'll call them in. As soon as we hang up, I'll call them. And if I get through, I'll be passing the word on to others, the passing on the cell phone number to others.
And it's going to put it up. And Chris, we rang TV3 and we rang Sky, and we left that message that the GAA had no right to sell anything, and that's why they've come back to see. They learned about America when they tried to sell it, that they had no license. But this is the sneaky way now that they're doing, to rubber stamp that, and they'll go back to Sky and say, well, the Oireachtas approved it.
Yeah.
And but the point is, only that RTE has sour grapes over them selling this, we'd never have known, because nobody. I got on to GAA people today, and I got on to various radio stations, you know, sports desk and that, and nobody knew anything about it.
Yeah.
And here's going through the Oireachtas tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I'll get on the line immediately to the Oireachtas and spread the word.
Thank you very much, Chris, for that. And will you speak to them, Chris? You do.
If you wish, I certainly will.
Yeah. And where you're from and that, you know?
Yes.
Good afternoon, Dalaran.
Good afternoon. Chris Foley calling from Chicago. May I speak to somebody about the Sky contract for to disseminate the GAA games?
I'm going to have to put you on to the Department of Communications. Hold on, please.
Yes, ma'am. Who may I speak regarding the sale of GAA transmissions to Sky?
Do you want to make a complaint about it?
Well, I'm actually a writer with the Irish American News in Chicago, and this is major, major news, and we would like to find out on what basis this...
Okay, one second now. I'll put you through to somebody.
Hello, Broadcasting Policy Division.
Yes. Who may I speak to regarding the sale of the TV rights to GAA games?
Yeah, I can speak to you.
And what is your name, please?
Maria.
Maria, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. I'm with the Irish American News in Chicago, and I'm prepared to get into print whatever you tell me. On what basis is this the National Games of Ireland being sold to a foreign country, a foreign corporation?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, this Department of Communications, Energy and Natural Resources, and we don't have responsibility for the commercial decisions of the GAA, so you probably need to speak to the GAA rather than to ourselves here.
But if the GAA is operating for a foreign power, what is the entity that will stop them from pursuing this move?
The Minister for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources does not have responsibility for...
But isn't there going to be a hearing tomorrow by the Committee on Transport, Communications and Sport tomorrow on this very subject?
There is an Oireachtas hearing tomorrow, which our Minister has no involvement in or any responsibility for.
Well, I'm calling from Chicago to talk with someone who does have some knowledge or responsibility.
Well, you could speak to somebody in the Department of Sports, maybe.
Could you mind transferring this call, please?
I can transfer, but I could try and find your number. Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
It's the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sports, okay?
Okay.
And the number is 061.
061.
365-000.
So 061-365.
No, hold on one second. Sorry, I'm giving you the wrong number. Sorry, it's 064-6627-300.
So that's 064-662-6627-300. Okay, and who is this entity?
It's the Department of Tourism and Sports.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bonte quick on Ryan, Aline Arusta, Gaskeltokta. They'll offer the Gleskan Vuil, Gurv Mahagut. Welcome to the Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. Your call will be dealt with as soon as possible. Thank you.
Can I help you?
Hello. My name is Chris Fogarty. I'm calling from Chicago. I'm a columnist with the Irish American News here. And I'd like to get some information from a responsible party on the selling of the GAA games transmissions to Sky.
This is the Department of Arts, Heritage and Gaeltacht Toronto now.
Pardon me?
This is the Department of Arts, Heritage and Gaeltacht Toronto.
Is this telephone number 064-6627-300?
Yeah, the Department of Arts, Heritage and Gaeltacht.
I see. Well, that was the number given to me by the Committee on Transport, Communications and Sport to answer my question.
Yeah, just one moment now.
They misled me. Is that the idea?
Just one moment now, please. I'll try to get a number for you.
Irene Umper, to Resorts of Sport.
Hello?
Welcome to the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is this the? Could you put me in touch with someone who's responsible regarding the sale of GAA games transmissions to Sky?
Hold on, please.
Hello, Minister Ingsoff. Jude speaking.
Yes, ma'am. Are you a responsible party regarding the sale of the GAA games transmissions to Sky?
No, this is the Minister's office.
Yes, and is he the responsible party?
No, the GAA are responsible for that themselves.
But there's going to be a hearing tomorrow. Who's heading that meeting tomorrow on this subject?
I don't know. The Minister won't be involved in that anyway.
Who will be?
Just hang on a second. Thanks. Sorry, I was just checking with a colleague there. Just in terms of tomorrow, you said the GAA
yes.
are appearing before somebody. Do you know exactly what it is?
Do I know what?
Sorry, what is it tomorrow that the GAA are involved in?
On the sale of GAA games transmissions to Sky.
Yeah, and they're appearing, though, tomorrow, you said, somewhere.
The Oireachtas.
They're appearing in the Oireachtas.
Yes.
Okay, and it's before a committee, is it?
Yes, my understanding, the Committee on your organization, the people you work for.
Oh, Transport, Tourism and Sport?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no, so, well, Minister, we're not aware of it here, and Minister Ring isn't involved in it, but if you want to ring Leinster House, where the committee is happening, maybe they could give you some more information.
But does it not,
I can give you a phone number
sports,
for the...
Yeah, but do sports not involve your branch?
Yeah, Minister Ring, yes, his remit is tourism and sport, yes.
And why, and are you saying he's not involved in this matter that's coming up tomorrow in the Oireachtas?
No,
regarding
he's
the
not
GAA?
Involved. No, and he won't be there himself tomorrow, no. Not in the Oireachtas, no.
This is big news, and I write for the Irish American News in Chicago. They'll be very interested in the failure of your department to attend this meeting.
If you want to give the House of the Oireachtas a call, maybe, I can give you a phone number for them. They might be able to give you some more information.
Okay.
It's 01-618-3000. Yeah, and
yes,
if you want to speak to the clerk of the committee.
Yes, but is it a committee a subset of your branch of government that will be chairing this meeting? Isn't the Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sports involved in a GAA matter?
Tomorrow, not though. I don't know to be honest with you.
Well, someone should. Well, whoever is in charge there, if you cannot transfer this phone call to somebody who's responsible, we'll have to end this, because my point in making the phone call is to talk with somebody responsible.
Okay, I can't help you anymore. Sorry, I actually don't have the information that you're looking for.
I'm not asking for information. I'm asking to talk to a responsible party.
Okay, can you just bear with me a second? Sorry, please. Thank you. Sorry, I'm just going to transfer you to my colleague Ailey. She's the Minister's private secretary, and maybe she might be able to give you some more information. Sorry, because I can't.
Okay.
Sorry, can I just take your name again, sorry, before I transfer you?
Chris Fogarty.
Chris, okay, thank you, Chris.
Hi, Chris, it's Ailish here.
Hi, Ailish. Who will be attending from this Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sport to the Oireachtas tomorrow regarding the sale of TV rights to GAA games?
Well, it's not actually a matter for this department, because...
Who's involved in Irish sports? What committee, what branch of Irish government is involved in Irish sports?
And just to explain to you, this department is involved to some extent with funding. This is a private issue with the GAA, and it's to do with television rights, so this department isn't involved.
How can it be a private issue? Isn't that the national sport of Ireland? The GAA is a grassroots...
It's not fully funded by the government. The government provides some funding.
It doesn't have to be funded at all. It's a national game. The GAA I know it has become a corporation, but they haven't gotten away with it so far. They have gotten away with it so far, but that's why the government should be doing something to stop that corporate takeover of a national game.
Okay.
They incorporated themselves. This is a parish-based sports. Irish football and hurling are parish-based.
I'm aware of what the GAA is. Where do you see it on the Dáil schedule for tomorrow under the Committee for Transport and Communications?
I'm asking, why is the Committee on Sports not involved?
It's not.
But why?
Because it's not under this department's remit.
But aren't sports part of your remit?
But we don't. The department doesn't involve itself with the everyday-to-day operational issue that the national and governing bodies, which is the GAA or the IRFU or the FAI, I mean, they don't go in and tell them how to run their businesses.
But the GAA is a national business. I know that criminals within the GAA have incorporated it for themselves in recent years.
I'm just letting you know that actually you're just asking who'll be there tomorrow.
I'm asking what responsible party in your committee may I speak to on this subject?
Okay, it's not our committee. This is the department. The joint committee is completely separate. It's an Oireachtas committee comprising of politicians from different political parties. If you want to talk to people about that committee, you're best to ring Leinster House and ask to speak to the clerk of the committee.
So your committee has nothing to do with it,
It's not our committee.
But your committee is on transport, tourism, and sport, isn't it?
We don't have a committee. This is the department. If you want to ask questions
Department
about this,
Department of Transport, Tourism, and Sport, is that your department?
Exactly.
Okay, and you've got nothing to do with sports, or at least regarding this component.
Yeah, we have a lot to do with sports, but we don't have anything to do with this particular decision that's made by the GAA.
On the basis that the GAA is a private corporation, is that it?
Are you looking for a quote?
I'm recording all of this.
For what purpose?
To report it in the newspaper I write for.
Okay, what's your newspaper? I would have preferred if you told me that you were part of a newspaper and I could have put you onto a press.
I've told everyone I've talked to so far. I'm being bounced around from department to department.
You didn't tell me that. So maybe it's best if I might put you onto our press office now. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch with the Oireachtas committee, I can give you the number for the Leinster House office, if that helps.
Is that 01618-3000?
That's exactly it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll get no further here. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, were you listening?
I was. I heard everything.
Well, I got the classical go. I got the classical, you know, go around department to department. Nobody's responsibility. And back around to the Oireachtas again. But imagine that the Committee on Transport, Tourism, and Sport, and by the way, that's not communication, but tourism, evidently, and sport are not involved in GAA matters. Amazing, isn't it?
Isn't amazing. They want a rubber stamp. They have no license to sell it. It's rubber stamp. It's deed. That's what it's all about. They're not putting out any reason because they haven't told anybody. They don't want anyone to know they're having a meeting in the Oireachtas tomorrow. I think it's better to leave it that I've contacted 6 or 7 of those people on that committee tomorrow who didn't know anything at all about it. They only knew there was a meeting coming up at 12 o'clock, but they didn't really know what it was about. I said, not rubber stamp that tomorrow.
If you wouldn't mind about the person here for a second, and Billy, what area did I move into disaster for what we're trying to accomplish? I know I'm speaking largely from ignorance from this side of the Atlantic. We can never bridge that gap.
It's the same for everybody. If you ring up for any information, you get the runaround, you're held on for hours and hours and hours, and if you don't fall off the chair with boredom, it's the same old thing all the time.
I see. By the way, was my approach and my question, was my question that? Yes. Is this end this now? Are we finished here?